I have anonymized them and removed any like city or town names or anything like that because the deaf community is so small. I wanted to make sure that it was as anonymized as possible. And I have a graduate student who did some work around in the trans community, and it was, we had to be extremely careful about the ways that she wrote up the sort of participant demographics and profiles because, again, the trans community is very small as well. And this was a very local site, and it was very easy, I think, for people to be able to figure out who was who if she included certain information. So it's something I'm very sensitive to in terms of protecting people's identity in smaller communities.